And now your host for the next 3 hours, Mr. Fix-It, live from Wanamaker's Home and Garden in Downers Grove. Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Here we are. We are live at Wanamaker's. Good morning, everybody. 7:13 in the morning. This hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware, by DykstraHomeServices.com, and by WetAndForget.com. I got yelled at, Lindsay, because I said Dykstra Home Solutions instead of Dykstra Home Services. And, you know, they were like, you know, that's not our name. And you know what my answer was? I think they should change the name. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We are live at Wanamaker's, broadcasting live here at their Home and Garden Center. See their Weber Grill display and support Operation Barbecue Relief. Do I have the address here? What's my address? Hold on a second. Say it again. 1940 Ogden Avenue in beautiful Downers Grove. They were set up outside here. They have an absolutely lovely showroom. Did you get a chance, Lindsay, to see the showroom yet when you were going to the little girl's room?
I did.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's probably one of the most unique little stores, and little isn't the wrong word, because it's actually quite deceiving. When you drive by it, you think, oh, that's a pretty good-sized store. And then you go inside, and it's sort of like going down the rabbit hole in Alice in Wonderland. You're like, holy cow, it just keeps going and going and going and going. And they have a beautiful garden center that's behind it, filled with plants, and another little garden section off to the side, a beautiful grilling area as well. We're going to be out here until 10 o'clock this morning. They have this, it's an annual thing, this Operation Barbecue Relief, right? It's a wonderful organization that provides meals to those affected by natural disasters. And so it's a fundraiser. They're going to have a bunch of different displays set up. The guys are setting up right now from different companies like Vision, and the folks at Weber are going to be here. The people from other grill companies are going to be here as well. We'll get a complete list there, let you know who'll be out here. So if it's on your list, Lindsay, you know, Father's Day is next weekend. I know I'm not your father, but have you gotten me anything as well?
Oh. Yep.
Okay, good. All right. So,
but if you
Sam,
have any suggestions that
Sam,
you,
Sam, you don't
give
need
other people.
A Father's Day gift, do you? I mean, you need to give one for your father, but you're...
I got one for him. Do I need to get one for you?
Well, no, I mean, are you... You're not...
You're my radio dad.
I'm your radio pappy. I like that. Pappy. Remember, did anybody remember... I'm going to go by that. Let's start calling me Pappy. You remember Black Sheep Squadron? No, you don't want Pappy?
No, Pappy.
Pappy Boynton, right?
Did you just give yourself a nickname?
I did. Oh. Can you do that? I don't know.
Pappy
Maybe
Lou.
I don't want Pappy.
I think I like it.
Yeah, there you go. Domity likes it.
I think I like it. I think everyone, by the way, needs to give me a Father's Day gift. My birthday is Father's Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you going to finally be older than the shoes I'm wearing right now?
do you wear a size 16?
Exactly. Well, I'll make sure that next week we wish you a happy birthday as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Domity, that's awesome. All right, well, we're here until 10 o'clock this morning. We have a lot coming up today on the show. We're going to take your calls at 312-981-7200. You folks out here have a call, question, just raise your hand. We'll get a microphone out to you as well. We have this amazing, that's all I'm going to say, new to Lou 2, which is right.
Good one.
I know. If you've ever wanted to be someone that tried smoking on a grill, but you're not sure you want to make the investment, this is the way to start. And it might be so good that you maybe don't even need to buy the smoker. Then we're going to talk to Steve Krass, who's the head of the grill department here at Wanamaker's, and Joe Wanamaker, who's the owner. 50 years Wanamaker's been in business here at this Home and Garden Center. Congratulations to them, their entire family. That's wonderful. And then later on, we're going to talk with Brian Pollack, who is the with the Operation Barbecue Relief Program. And we've got a lot more information to give you throughout the show today. Let's get to the calls. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Our first caller is Mark, who's in Park Ridge, Illinois. Mark, am I going to push the button or are you going to push the button? Here we go. We'll push the button.
I'm going.
Hey, Mark. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm great.
Hey, quick question. I have a wrought iron old light fixture on my apartment building. I wanted to take it down, get it sandblasted, and get the lens, a new lens on it. Do you have any ideas where I can go and get that done?
How big of a fixture are we talking about?
Oh, it's only about like, it's a fixture, an entrance light fixture. It's not big at all. But I need it sandblasted, and then I need the lens, a new lens.
Okay. I mean, I think that's all great that you want to bring it back to life. I'm going to tell you that all that's going to cost you more than a new fixture.
I realize that, but there's three entrances to the building, and I just wanted to keep it to the original look. That's
all right. So there is for the sandblasting, there is a company in Elk Grove Village called Magnetic Inspection Laboratories. M-I-L. You got to take that fixture down. You're going to take it to them, and they'll do all the sandblasting. They're not going to help you with the lens at all. Now, the lens, tell me the lens. Is it individual pieces of glass?
No, it's a round piece that's about maybe 12 inches by probably 4 inches wide.
Oh,
just
so
enough for a light bulb.
Is it like a school bell, a schoolhouse looking thing, or does it look like a mason jar? I'm just trying to imagine what it looks like.
You're right. It kind of looks like a mason jar lens, something like that.
And you need three of those?
Well, yeah, I want to say, yeah, I do. Okay.
Okay, so those, if it's that mason jar look that you're talking about, many Ace Hardware stores carry those replacement lenses. So what I would tell you is go take it down, right? Take the fixture itself to the hardware store and say, hey, let me get these lenses first, make sure those fit, then take this thing over to MIL, have them sandblast it all, and when you come back and you put it all together and it looks great, you can tell everybody, look at all these light fixtures look all the same. And do you know how much I spent to make that thing look that good? I could have bought three brand new fixtures and saved $500.
I understand, Lou. I
know, but Mark, I appreciate you wanting to preserve the goodness of your building and keeping it all there. That's the thing. We throw stuff away too much, and sometimes the thing I'll tell you is that old fixture is probably way better built than what you would buy brand new. So I like that whole bringing it all back. We don't have to always buy new, that's for sure. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 7:20 in the morning, right? I forgot my applause sign, so when I raise my horn, we're live at Wanamakers in Downers Grove, 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show, right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
We're live at Wanamakers in Downers Grove. We're here in support of Operation Barbecue Relief, where they provide food for those affected by natural disasters. There's going to be a huge display of grills out here in the parking lot. They're setting up right now. The folks from Traeger, Kamado Joe Grill, Vision Grill, Veterans Barbecue Sauce, and Deuce's Wild Barbecue Sauce are all going to be setting up in just a little bit, so you can come out and sample and purchase and help raise money. The big, huge Weber truck just showed up. You know, there's only one problem with that whole Weber setup right now. That truck pulling that trailer should be a Chevy. That's just what I'm saying. It's the one mistake they made is that they're pulling it with the wrong kind of truck. But that's all right. They'll learn. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We have a gentleman out here with a question in the audience. What's your name, sir? Where are you from?
Dan from Glen Ellen, Lou. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
So I've got a major problem. I put Cabot stain, oil-based stain, on rough cedar. The problem is the oil attracts mildew. And so about every 3 years, I have to haul out ladders and, you know, clean the siding. So I was hoping, which I've never heard you speak about, is there some way to cover the stain so that you don't get the mildew every 2 or 3 years? I mean, it's so bad it turns Cape Cod gray black.
Right. You know, the thing is, it's not the Cabot stain that's doing it. It's the porosity of the cedar itself. And the fact that there's expansion and contraction of the cedar, and there's little bits and pieces, tiny microscopic parts of the cedar that aren't covered by the stain, and that's attracting it. So once a year, you're going to get a bottle of Wet and Forget.
More than a bottle. You're talking about a whole house.
It's your whole house?
Yeah, outside of the house.
It's a concentrate. You buy a gallon of Wet and Forget and spray it down.
Okay.
And, okay, so 2 gallons. I guarantee you, you'll have extra, but you can buy two so you don't have to make your trip. You Wanamaker's people sell Wet and Forget in here? Anybody? Bueller? Where's all my Wanamaker's people when I need them? Well, they may sell it here. They may not. I don't know. But it's a terrific product. Mix it with water. Put it in a pump sprayer. Single story or two-story house?
Two-story,
of course it is. Right. But isn't most of your mildew and mold happening down low?
No, it's all over the house.
Really?
Yep.
Who stained it?
I did.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. I didn't want to say it, but, you know, because you're here.
Thanks, Lou.
But when you leave, I'll tell everybody it's your problem. How long ago did you do it with this Cabot?
Probably about 20 years ago, and then I stained it again maybe 10 years ago. The stain looks great.
Yeah, but it's just, but that mildew, and it comes off when you go haul it out and clean it.
Yes, and I've used Wet and Forget years ago, but it comes back.
I'll tell you what, there's another product that you've heard me talk about, Concrobium, which is a mildew and mold cleaner. They make, why don't you try this? This actually would be a way to do this as well. They make a house and siding spray that you can put on the hose. And so you could probably, if you've got enough pressure at the house, do it from the ground. And because it's a, you know, they really kind of make it like a jet so it hits there. And you could probably do it from the ground. Try that.
All right.
And give that a try. And then, I mean, you know, 10 years is you're right at that point. You know, and so then when you go to redo it, you got to get rid of all that. You got to pressure wash it. You know all this, right? And then you restain it. But I think at this point, you need to get somebody to do that.
We'll see, Lou. I've still got a few years left.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. At all. But the thing is that you just, you know, look, I'm a little bit younger than you. And I spent a lot of years on top of a ladder. Okay, and I've gotten a lot wiser now because I got a lot more to lose as far as raising all these kids and doing all that kind of stuff to get up on a 40-foot ladder and start reaching over and thinking I'm, you know, 25 years old, thinking I'm Sam Panionovich.
Thanks, Lou.
Look at him. If you looked as good as this kid, then you could get up there. Actually,
I have a couple years left, too. For the
yeah,
record.
Hey, wait a minute.
Hopefully.
You know what? He's a strong kid. He could stay in your house.
Hey,
I'll get you. I'll give out Sam's cell phone number in just a minute.
Minimum wage.
7:28 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Now back to Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own WGN.
We're broadcasting live from Wanamaker's Home and Garden Center. See their Weber Grill display and support Operation Barbecue Relief. We're here until 10 o'clock this morning. There's a bunch of guys getting ready to go riding if they haven't already. You may have heard me talk about this. The 2017 Cycle for the Cure ride is going to begin today at Ryan Field in Evanston, home of the Wildcats, and end at the Holiday Inn in Milwaukee. Boy, you go from this iconic thing. We're going to start the ride at Ryan Field, and we're stopping at a Holiday Inn. Couldn't they stop at Milwaukee County Stadium or something like that? It would have been,
the casino?
Where do the Marquette, what are they, what's the basketball team up there? The Eagles?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Do they play at the Bradley Center?
The BMO Harris Bradley Center.
Yeah, they could have stopped there. I'll have to get in touch with them. But anyway, this is all part of the Chicago Fire Department's Ignite the Spirit Cycle Team. This is an iteration that came out of support of a terrific foundation called the 41-9 Foundation and Ignite the Spirit. This year's ride is going to raise $120,000 thanks to generous donors across the country. Since the founding of the Henry Schuler 41-9 Foundation, it's raised more than $1 million in advance the groundbreaking research of pediatric leukemia, fungal infections at the Center for Childhood Center of Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and St. Jude's Research Hospital and other member hospitals as well. It's an organization that I've known about for many, many years. This young man, Henry Schuler, who passed away of complications from this fungal infections, his family started this, and they're trying to help find a cure, and they continue on with his spirit and his, you know, making sure that other children or even adults are helped throughout this. I know quite a few of these men and women that are participating in this. It's a great organization. Ignitethespirit.org, I believe, is the website. Can you check the website for me, make sure I'm giving out the right information. We'll do that as well. But they're all riding right now, and they're going all the way up to Milwaukee. They have a beautiful day. Hopefully they get going. HenrySchuler.org will take you there as well, the 41 and 9 Foundation. And so if you'd like more information about it, it's a great group of people. It's a wonderful family. And anything we can do to support them would be great. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Back to the phone lines. Let's see. We've got Mary Carroll, who's in Frankfurt. Mary Carroll, good morning. You're on WGN.
Thank you, Lou, for taking my phone call. I really appreciate it. Listen, I just want to tell you, I just bought a Weber grill here in Frankfurt at my Ace, and it's awesome. I highly recommend it. And Ace delivered it out to my house, put it together. It was a great thing.
Great. What are you cooking this weekend?
This weekend, I'll probably put on hamburger hot dogs and some steaks, too. My grandson's coming out. So here's the thing I want to do. I have 5 grandsons for my son, and I want to put a swing set in their yard. But I wanted to frame it out, you know, cut the grass out, put some mulch in. But they have a sprinkler system. What do I do with that sprinkler system?
Well, in the area that you want to put the play set, you're going to have to make sure there's no sprinkler heads there, okay? And do you want to do when you say you want to frame it out? In other words, you want to put some kind of mulch underneath there, underneath the playset?
Yes. Okay. Well, I would think that would be most important, so that the swing set doesn't get warped by the sprinkler system, right?
Yeah. So here's what I would do. Here's in a perfect world, and this isn't going to cost a ton of money, but it's going to add a little bit of cost. You're going to come out and once you pick out the playset that you want, okay?
Yeah.
You're going to figure out how big of an area you want to carve out of the yard, okay? And so you want to leave enough space if there's going to be swings, you know. So it's going to be a bigger, probably, rectangle than you think. And get some marking paint and paint that big square, or rectangle rather, in the yard. Then have the sprinkler contractor come back and say, look, I'm going to put a swing set right here. I want to make sure that any sprinkler heads aren't spraying the swing set when it goes off.
Okay.
And they'll reposition the heads and maybe have to dig a couple of new lines to go there, you know, depending on what the setup is. But, you know, say that this is $250. It's probably what that service call would be because they can do that pretty quickly. Then you can carve it out, take out the lawn in that area. I would highly recommend at least 3 inches of rubber mulch that you can buy.
Okay.
And you put that rubber mulch down, and then you install your swing set over the top, and then your grandsons will be having a ball and thinking about grandma every time they fall off the swing and don't hurt themselves.
No, that's a great thing, so they have a place to go when I come and watch them.
Exactly. I love that. You buy them the swing set, and you come and watch them. You're the best grandma ever.
Glamma.
Hang on a second for me, Mary Carroll. Okay. We're going to send you out an Espoma prize pack filled with the highest quality, most effective organic products for your lawn and garden. It's got a retail value of almost $30. Thank you so much for calling. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. How about we speak with, we talk to her. How about John in Huntley? Hey, John, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, great show, Pappy.
Thank you. Hey, I got a new nickname.
I have a double sink and a mowing faucet in my kitchen. Every time I do the dishes in the right side of the sink, the faucet doesn't leak at the sleeve. When I turn it to the other side, it starts leaking at the neck area. Can I take that neck area off after I turn off the shutoff? Is there a sleeve in there I could change?
Yeah, so what's happening is first thing, make sure you put the stoppers in the drain so we don't lose any parts when you take this apart, because there's little bitty screws and things, all right? And you can even take a dish rag, put it over each sink. Take the handle off. On that mowing, there's probably like another round discussion that you'll unscrew to expose the cartridge in the valve.
Okay.
There should be a retaining nut that you tighten there that actually when you're turning the faucet, you're actually loosening it and tightening it, and it's moving back and forth on you. And you should be able to tighten it. And if you do that and you say, wow, I did that, the swing is now a little bit stiffer, but still you can move it and it's not leaking. I want you to unscrew that retaining nut. Take something called a thread seal, okay? That is, it comes in a blue and a red. You want the blue. The red is permanent. The blue is not. And you're going to put that on the threads, and you're going to tighten that back down, then leave it alone for 20 minutes. Wow! You didn't see this, but Sam Panionovich, we have a Weber, or no, a WGN sign that started to fall in the wind, and he got up like a cat and grabbed it. Yeah, the Bulls could use somebody like you if they get rid of Butler. So then if you try that thread seal, it should work. If that doesn't work, it could be that the cartridge itself, and there's a retaining clip that holds that in place, you may need to replace that whole cartridge, which is $20 bucks at the hardware store.
Well, it's better than $150.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But that should work out just fine. John, thanks so much for the phone call. I really appreciate it. It's 7:45 in the morning. We're live out at Wanamaker's in Downers Grove. We've got a nice crowd out here setting up for Operation Barbecue Relief. Our Noodaloo 2 is coming up right after these messages.
You're listening to Lou and the Mr. Fix-It Show. You know, I don't want to give away any secrets, but Lou told me he used to dance to this song on the job site back in the 80s. Yep, just him in his hard hat with a tool belt singing into his hammer. Now there is an image. Now back to that groovy, booty-shaking handyman, Lou Manfredini, on the voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Welcome back to Wanamakers. We're broadcasting live at the Home and Garden Center. See their Weber Grill display in support of Operation Barbecue Relief. You know, that image, while it's good, I think the better image is me using the wet-and-forget shower. Right? The wet-and-forget shower?
What?
You're not even listening. She listens to NPR in the morning. She likes hearing the news from NPR.
I was chatting.
I know. Okay, it's time for our Noodaloo 2, which I'm holding in my hand, which, can I tell my rabbit story later? The owner's here. I'm going to talk to him. You think he's going to like that story about the Weber? I think
sure.
This is... Hey, where's the inventor of the amazing...
Amazing.
Where is he? He's here.
Here he is.
Raise your hand. You got some explaining to do, Lucy. Okay. No, I'm kidding. I love this thing. Take a listen.
It's amazing.
Who doesn't love a good smoked piece of meat? Or smoked piece of salmon for all you pescatarians out there. But I'm sure not all of you watering at the mouth right now have a smoker. This week's new Noodaloo 2 is the Amazing Smoker Tubes. These tubes that come in 6 or 12 inch size are lightweight, durable, and portable smoke generators that produce great quality smoke for cold and hot smoking. They're versatile enough to be used in just about any smoker or grill. They're designed to burn pellets and supplemental smoke at higher temps in pellet grills and smokers. This is where most pellet grills and smokers do not produce much smoke. The tube adds additional smoke at cooking temps, regardless if your pellet grill or smoker is burning pellets or not. I watched a quick little video on how this is done, and it looks pretty simple. You fill this little tube up with the smoker pellets, wood chips, or sawdust, light it with a small blowtorch, and place it horizontally in your grill. Add your meat to the warming rack and close it up to smoke for about 2 hours, or whatever you fancy, and then transfer that meat right down to the grill, keeping the tube in there for extra flavor. Sounds like the tubes can burn for about 4 hours. The tube smokers perform great in pellet grills, gas grills, and gas smokers. Their cool, unique design takes up very little space on your grates to give you full grilling capacity. Yum! And the best part? Totally affordable. They range from about 20 to 35 bucks, depending on what size you get. Find out more at amazinproducts.com, A-M-A-Z-E-N, just like Amazon, but with an E. I'll put all this information up on Lou's Facebook page. Check them out. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Okay, so the price, I like the price. I think this is awesome. But then I got to buy a blowtorch?
Okay, well... Honey, a lot of the reviews.
Happy Father's Day. I got you this and a blowtorch.
A lot of the reviews.
In case you want to break into a safe.
Best with that. However, now I'm seeing
No. But I mean, I get it. But I think that I get it. And I think that this
okay.
is.
Here we go.
What?
Who doesn't have a blowtorch like that?
Right. No, I love that. But my point is that this is for. Okay. I don't want you to think you have to be the super serious griller to do this. So this is what I was trying to describe this earlier when we did the show in New York. You know what this is? When you go to your church raffle and you put all the raffle tickets in the huge drum and the priest turns the drum and he pulls the raffle ticket out, it's a mini version of that.
Tiny.
Right?
That's
what it looks
call.
Like.
That's a great call.
Right? It's all like right. a giant basket. The priest turns and says, you win tuition for a year. Or you win $500, and then they guilt you into giving the money back to the church. Right? 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 That's what happens. Oh, you win $1,000. I'll give it back to the church. Right? That's what it looks like. So it's a tiny little tube. It's probably the size of a...
Or a curler. That's
a
right.
What?
Or a curler.
It looks like
hair.
One of those
women
big curlers.
Yeah.
The big one. The
big like roller. Right?
The big roller that you would roll the big curls. Mm-hmm. Now that I have all this hair, I could use this. Maybe that's what I do now. I go get a perm.
Please.
Wow.
Please do that.
Do you know that I actually... There's a picture somewhere of me when I was 19 years old. I did get a perm.
No.
Yeah? Oh, my gosh. You never knew that?
No.
Yeah. I look like a complete goof.
I can't wait to see pictures.
I was at some wedding, and I had a perm. Somebody talked me into it. I was 19. What did I know? What are we talking about? Are you people still here? Are we on the radio? Okay. You put the pellets. So this whole pellet stove thing is a big deal, right? Traeger, are they here yet? Right? Your Traeger guys are here? So this is a big thing, these pellets. The people that smoke stuff love it. They swear that that's the best way to cook anything you're going to do. But it's a whole different process, and it takes a while. You have to invest some time in it and a 12-pack of something. This is a way for you to take the pellets and put it inside and try it right on your existing grill. And, you know, they have these smoke boxes you can buy, Lindsay, where you can put chips in it and do all that. Even the folks at Weber make something like that where you put it on there and you put the chips on there and you can get that smoky thing. But with these pellets, they have all these different flavors and you can put them inside here. It's a really cool idea. Now I feel bad about the whole...
Great for Father's Day, right?
It's a great Father's Day gift. It's super affordable, and it's unique. It's unique. I got one problem with the packaging. Where's the owner? Okay, I told you, when I was a kid...
Todd. Oh, he's selling them.
It looks like the pellets, the thing when they're spilling out of there on the package kind of looks like rabbit food. I'm cleaning it up.
That's not what you said.
It looks like rabbit food. Right? Sam?
Yeah.
Right? I don't know that I don't want that. I don't want that look. I want it on the side. That's it. Put it in there and go. I know what it is. But if you picked this up and you didn't know what it was, what would that look like? Come on, be honest.
I mean, I thought it looked like hamster food.
Okay, well, okay. So I'm sorry.
But that's
hamster
not what you
food.
Said this morning. You said P-O-O-P.
All right, it looks like rabbit poop.
Not rabbit food.
It looks like rabbit poop. That's what bothers me.
You need a glass shield, baby.
Right, exactly. I think it's great. It's like a stainless steel drum, little bitty thing that you put on your grill, and it's awesome. Great Father's Day gift. We'll put the information up on our Mr. Fix-It Facebook page.
And they sell them here.
And they sell them here at Wanamakers. So go on inside if you want to buy a great Father's Day gift for somebody. You can do it right here. 7:56 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Live at Wanamakers. Got a nice crowd out here. We're here until 10 o'clock. We'll be back right after these. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's take a quick call before we go to news and talk to Bob, who's in Buffalo Grove. Hey, Bob, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lou. How is everybody?
Everybody's terrific.
Good. Great, great. Good show. Hey, I'd like to talk shingles with you for a moment. I got a house. It's like a split level, two-story. I got a section in the front that's starting to give us leaks on the drip edge. Unfortunately, that's right above a picture window with double hung window unit on either side of that, on each side of that window. I'm afraid that this has been leaking for a while. It's two different times we had it fixed, and piecemeal it. You stand out by the sidewalk, you look up at the roof, it's only about a 20 to 30 degree incline, very walkable. Inside's a cathedral type ceiling that follows the rough rafter line. You look at it and you can see the deck and roof waving at you, you know, with the sheeting looks seemingly coming, you know, start to separate. I think
okay.
Maybe there's a drip, there's a no ice and water shield, or it wasn't
right,
put down right.
Right.
The roof was on an 03. I am a 23 and a half year roofer veteran, you know, in industrial. I'm local 11, but I'm too old to get up there and do this myself.
Understood.
You know, like that guy with the stain problem. You know,
right, he's right up here in front. He says he can come up. That yeah. guy, he's putting his hands up. He can't believe it, but he just offered to come
yeah.
put on a new roof for you. I'll
oh,
send
yeah.
him your way. So what's your question?
Yeah.
You need some recommendations on a roofer?
Right, you got it. You've got it on a contractor's or somebody. That section's going to have to be obviously
yeah.
tore off. There's
yep.
probably going to be deck damage. There's probably going
right.
to be, hopefully, no the fronts of the rafters, you know, that go along the front. That's all covered up in aluminum. That's going to
right.
have to be removed. The gutter, all that stuff, so you can see, you know, where all what you got to going. You got to find it. Make sure you got good wood.
Two people I want you to call to get estimates from. They happen to be sponsors of the show. Is Lindholm Roofing. 888.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, Lindholm Roofing, 888, the number 4, roofer. And the other one is Rogers Roofing. I'll get you the phone number for Rogers Roofing, too. I had it right in front of me a second ago, but let me see if I can get that number for you. But you can get two, you know, you can call them both. And their number is 773-768-3022, and you can get estimates from both of them, and then you pick who you want to work with. They both do terrific work, and they'll be able to get you something that works just fine for you. So, you know, give them a call, and they'll be able to take care of you.
The heat is on in Chicago this weekend, just like the fire on the grill here at Wanamaker's and Downers Grove.
Hey, here's Fried Burger and Groom Burger.
Blue Man Fredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show are here till 10.
You need help with the grill, Eddie?
No thanks, Clark. Don't have one.
Right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
We're live at Wanamaker's, and I don't have my applause sign, so I'm holding up a beautiful begonia. We're broadcasting here at their Home and Garden Center. See their Weber Grill display and support Operation Barbecue Relief. Sam, is that going to bother you? Wait,
no,
if I put this begonia right here, the people that came in the Green Bay outfit, I don't have to look at them.
And if it falls off the table, I'll catch it before
I leave.
Right.
They're still in my eye line.
Well, fine. You're a Green Bay fan. I'm just kidding, you Green Bay people. You wore that on. He wore that in honor of you, Lindsay. That's what he said. Isn't that nice?
You always do.
Hey, by the way, we're having a great time. They're setting up all these barbecue grills, and we got all these different folks out here as part of Operation Barbecue Relief. The folks from Traeger Grill, Weber Grill, the Amazing Smoking Tube, Kamado Joe Grills, the Vision Grills, Veterans Barbecue Sauce, and Deuce's Wild Barbecue Sauce are all setting up here as a fundraiser for Operation Barbecue Relief. And then also a little plug for our friends over at Brood Awakening Cafe. Is that the greatest name for a place that sells coffee? Brood Awakening Cafe, it's near the Westmont Metro Station, provided coffee this morning for all of you, so help yourself. Can I tell you? It's delicious. You and I, Lindsay, are two coffee people, especially on Saturday mornings, and we have gone away from the coffee place where the coffee's just a little too strong.
Better, yeah.
And so we've switched. And so, you know, I like a good strong coffee, but there's a difference between strong and bitter. And this coffee is delicious. By the way, this hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Rogers Roofing, Fox Home Center, and by our friends at PermaSeal Basement Systems. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. If you have questions in the audience, just raise your hand. We'll get a microphone out to you right now. But let's go back to the phone lines right now and talk with right there. How about Jim, who's in Ottawa? Jim, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Good morning, everybody. Garden snake.
Say good morning to Jim, everybody.
Good morning, Jim.
There you go, Jim.
Hi, everyone. We live close to the sand pits, the silica sand pits, and it seems like there's more snakes this year than ever. I take it it's probably because of the mild winter, but what do I do to get rid of them? Last week, I spotted about 12 of them in my backyard, and most of them were mating.
Oh, well, there you go. Spring is in the air. Our friends at Bonide make this repellent called Snake Stopper. And it's a sprinkle that you put. They also make it in a hose. It's a repellent. It's not going to kill them or anything like that. But the whole idea is that it's a USDA-approved product that has, like, these cedar oils, and it has, like, a little sulfur smell to it. And it doesn't, it just, it's a repellent. And so it isn't going to harm your vegetation. And if you put it around, once your yard is free of the snakes, like you walk around or whatever and you chase them away or do whatever you do, do it around the perimeter of the, of the yard area. And as they come and approach it, it's almost like a barrier. And they're like, oh, I don't like that smell. And they can do their lovemaking in your neighbor's yard. I appreciate the phone call. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Greg is in Westchester. Hey, Greg, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, Lou. Good morning. How you doing?
Terrific. How can I help you, sir?
I've got a Weber Genesis Silver Bee grill that's now being handed down for the second time. Originally, it was gas, and my one daughter does not have a gas hookup. So I'm looking to convert it to propane. And I recall Weber at one time used to have a conversion kit. And I know you got to get
they no longer do, right? Yeah, for those that sell their grills, it is a problem of angst for all of us. Always telling Weber, come on, make a conversion kit. But from a safety issue, they have just found that it isn't worth it, and so they specifically now only offer their grills in either natural gas or propane, and they do not make a conversion kit.
Is there an aftermarket
you could probably figure out how to make that work, but I mean, it's the problem when you do any kind of aftermarket thing is that the safety would be what my biggest concern would be. You know what I mean?
Understood.
You know, I worry about if you go in there and you've got this 20-pound thing of propane and you start messing around with parts that aren't supposed to fit that grill, it's just not worth it, in my opinion. You know, I get it, the hand-me-down and whatnot to use that Weber grill. The nice thing about it is they make parts for that grill forever. And that, you know, but if it was a natural gas grill, it's a natural gas grill. If you want the propane grill, it's the propane grill. That's just the way they do it.
Okay, gotcha. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, sorry about that. The thing is, too, is that if you come out here to Wanamaker's, they say they'll assemble and deliver it locally for free, although I think you're out in Westchester. How close is Westchester to here? Anybody? Define not far. 10 minutes. I think I could get you free delivery if you show up today. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. 8:17 in the morning. We're live in Downers Grove at Wanamaker's celebrating their 50th year in business. That's amazing. We'll be right back.
This is Nick Offerman. Now for some... This is Nick Offerman. Now back to some good, clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WD. Son of a... Now back to some good, clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGS.
We're broadcasting live from Wanamaker's Home and Garden Center. See their Weber Grill display in support of Operation Barbecue Relief. Hey, by the way, you know, I thought we had, the Nick Offerman and I had like a connection when we had him on the air, remember?
Totally.
Well, he's been back to Chicago a couple times, and we need to have him in studio because he's like Mike Jacobowski's doppelganger. I know
my
we would
have to restrain him.
I know. I think that Nick Offerman and I would be best buds. So we need to get him in the studio. We need to talk to his people next time he comes back to Chicago.
I do have his cell phone number in my phone.
Just call him on your cell saying, hey, Nick, Lindsay.
Not to next name time, drop.
Not to name drop. Right, right.
He's from Manuka, right?
He's from, Manuka, Joliet, yeah. Right? He graduated down there. And he's a proud Chicago area native, big Cubs fan, so he's very happy. And nice to see his success. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. All right. The people in the Packers gear have a question.
Yes. Alan.
Alan from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Just say it that way.
From Downers Grove.
From Downers Grove. All right, fine. How long you been a Packers fan, Alan?
Since Papa Bear Halas drove the Chicago Cardinals out of Chicago.
Ooh, all right. So you got like a deep-rooted love.
And my daughter is a big Green Bay fan.
Well, then you got to support your daughter. I you know what? Listen, I got to tell you something. I'm going to give you my little philosophy on the Green Bay Packers. I don't like them, but their fans are loyal and they're super supportive. And I do like that Aaron Rodgers. The guy can play football, that's for sure.
And thank goodness Green Bay didn't get Cutler when he left. kind of like one other quarterback a few years ago.
Okay.
Anyway, my question
Bears is... Bears talk on WGN Radio, by the way.
Anyway, my question is, I am an avid Weber Grill fan.
Okay.
I've had two of them in 40-plus years.
Wow.
The first one was charcoal. The second one is a gas. That's 20-plus. The frame rusted out. I need a new one. And as near as I can tell, how much would it's like a Genesis 1, and it has the extra burner on it.
Right.
How much would that be to replace today?
Just the frame or the grill itself?
No, the frame is not available.
Oh, yeah, no, right. The frame isn't a part that they make
used,
available. Right.
It used to be, but yeah. It's something Weber has dropped.
So, right, you're looking for... So there's a whole new Weber Genesis line of grills, right?
Uh-huh.
There's the LX, and there's the... Do you want it with the cabinet or without?
With the cabinet. I bought the grill when I worked for Ace Hardware.
Oh, there you go. You got a little deal there.
In corporate. And it's not a... Genesis, it was one that was put out by the factory.
Oh, okay.
And it's fairly close to that.
Got it. Well, they have all new pricing now. You know, the thing with Weber is they do map pricing. So while I don't have a price list in front of me, I can get the guys from Wanamakers to get you the price right now to tell you what it's in because they're in stock right here.
Okay.
You know, the thing
I might even come... buy it from you at Villa Park.
Well, that's very nice of you, but see, the fact that you're here and we're doing a broadcast, I mean, you know,
I better do it.
Help a brother out here, you know, like, geez, a guy comes here and now he's selling grills out of his own store. That's very nice of you, but we got the Weber guys right here, and they could certainly talk to you about the benefits of it and the pricing right inside. And the fact that you're in Downers Grove, you know, I'm all about supporting local. So you're here in town, support the independent guys in town. You got to do more and more of that, that's for sure. Thank you for your question. 8:25 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We have another call. We have another question here from our audience this morning. Hello there, ma'am. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, Lou. I'm Marge from Downers Grove.
Marge, you don't have to scream. Just talk in the microphone. You don't have to reach me here. It's just on the microphone. We're on the radio.
Got a question about painting a garage door.
Okay.
What do you think?
Sure, sounds like a great idea. Thanks for your question.
Yeah.
This is from
a not so handy husband.
Tell me about the garage. His door, is it metal? Is it wood?
It's metal.
Okay, and what is it painted with now? Is it the original factory finish?
No, somebody painted over it, and it's fading.
Okay, but is it peeling or just fading?
No, just fading.
Okay, so you want to lightly sand it down just to kind of get that haze off of it, right?
Okay.
And then once you do that, use damp rag and wipe it off.
Okay.
All right. And then from Marlene, you're doing sign language. What are you doing there? She's pointing to somebody. Oh, Rick, you're not paying attention to your wife. You're welcome. Just trying to help you out, Rick. So then once you do that, use an exterior grade paint and primer in one.
Brush on or spray? What do you think?
Well, I wouldn't spray. You get too much overspray. I would roll.
Roller?
I would roll it. Well, is it a raised panel door where you have panels?
Yes.
So you're going to brush and roll.
Brush. Okay.
You know, so get into the corners of that. And if you use an exterior paint and primer in one, you know, which way does the door face?
West.
Okay, west. That you didn't look too. You weren't sure about that.
I'm a city girl. I don't know which way I'm facing in Downers Grove.
Right. Lost. I know. I'm the same way with the lake. I always know the lake is east.
I know where the lake is.
Yeah, right. Okay, so west isn't so bad. You know, it's not, the southern exposure is where you get all the sun. So just use a good paint, exterior grade paint and primer in one. Sand it, wipe it down, brush, roll it. It'll look great. What color?
Brown.
Okay. You could change the color.
I could.
Yeah. Live a little.
Thanks, Lou. You're the best.
You're the best. 8:27 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and then get to news. We'll be right back.
You are tuned into Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show. He's always got lots to talk about and lots of questions to answer. So give us a call, 312-981-7200 on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
We're broadcasting live from Wanamaker's Home and Garden. See their Weber grill display and support Operation Barbecue Relief. Welcome back, everyone. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. They have quite the display set up outside. All the grill people are setting up. This is all in support of Operation Barbecue Relief. There are food items that are here for purchase that you can purchase and enjoy, and the proceeds will be going to help out Operation Barbecue Relief, which provides meals and delicious food for those affected by natural disasters. I have a rundown of all of the items right here. I see there's a pulled pork egg and cheese breakfast sandwich. Now, I don't know, you know, these barbecue guys probably don't know how this works, right? But I'm on a radio station right now broadcasting over, you know, thousands of people are listening. And it would be such a thing, Lindsay, to be able to say, oh, my gosh, this sandwich is delicious. And it's only $6. But you know what's missing, right?
What?
The sandwich in my hand. Hash browns, and there's OJ. And so I'm just doing it for you people. It's like I'm taste testing, like for the president. They have someone, you know, that tastes the food so nobody's trying to poison them. I want to make sure none of you get hurt. It's all for you. They have pulled pork by the pound, even if you wanted to. How about a full slab of ribs or a burger and a hot dog? It's all here, as well as soda and water and everything, so it's really nice. Joining me up on the stage right now is Steve Crass, who's the head of the grill department at Wanamaker's, and Joe Wanamaker, the owner. Say hello to both these gentlemen. Good morning, men. First of all, Steve, the guy in the Packer thing, you're selling him a grill today.
Uh-oh.
If you don't sell him a grill today,
yeah,
you're not doing your job. I'm just telling you right now, so just think about that. Steve, how long have you been here at Wanamaker's?
I've been here about 4 years, Lou.
Nice. Yeah. And tell me a little bit about the grill department and kind of what your mojo is all about when it comes to, it's an important category for your whole business, isn't it?
Well, we try to carry a little bit for everything. We mostly have Weber, probably about 90% of what they carry. But we do a lot of supporting the local community as far as local sauces, local rubs. Hence, Veterans Barbecue Sauce out there, he's local. So that's our main focus, is to keep everything local.
So it's not just about buying the products to do the, you know, the actual grills themselves, but you can come to Wanamaker's and really it's a source for accessories and things to kind of enhance
Correct.
The whole experience,
Correct.
Right?
It's the total package. We have, you know, the accessories, we have the grills, we have sauces, we have rubs, we have everything you need to do your barbecue.
And Joe Wanamaker's here, the owner. Joe, you're what generation of ownership here at Wanamaker's?
I am third generation now. My sisters and I just came in about 6 years ago.
Nice. And it was started by your grandparents?
Grandfather, yes, 50 years ago.
And what was the business 50 years ago?
It looked very different than it does today. A little bit more of the hardware, the nuts, the bolts, and all that good stuff. But got tougher to compete in that realm, so we kind of found our niche in more of the lawn and garden supplies, patio furniture, grills, obviously, has been a big one.
What's unique about you guys and what's rare is there are not a lot of single standalone businesses like this that exist. I mean, it's all about the big chain. It's all, I mean, you know, if you had to describe, you know, somebody that's never been here before, and if you had to describe Wanamaker's, Lou keeps talking about this Wanamaker's. He went weeks pronouncing the name wrong, and now he finally got it right. And so describe what I'm walking through the door at Wanamaker's. What am I going to find?
It's really everything you're going to need for your outdoor living space. I mean, you got you from the grills to your patio furniture, any cushions, pillows, and then you walk into the garden center that's wall to wall of beautiful flowers, perennials, roses, kind of all across the board. And then we got your fertilizers, your hose kits. So pretty much anything you need to do outside, we can pretty much cover you.
And you have a new section, too, where you do a lot of home decor now, right? That's a newer item, like home decor and accessories?
Correct. Our gift department, our home decor, we've really built up over the last year, year and a half. Kind of go away from all the kind of little tchotchke little things and really kind of upscale it a little bit with more of the dishware, a little more of that decor, gifty stuff to kind of keep people coming back year-round and kind of remembering us all year-round as opposed to just spring or Christmas when we do our big Christmas, but kind of keep them coming back.
Right. I you know, had a chance this morning early to walk around, and obviously, you know, I'm a retailer as well, but in the hardware business, and a lot of the stuff that you see at most chain stores, it's the same stuff. You know, it's the, oh, yeah, I've seen this before. And, you know, it's a little different version of that. When it comes to this gifting and even the, you know, when I was looking at some of the patio furniture, there's some really high quality, unique stuff that is inside of your walls of your store, as well as these accessories. It's stuff you're not going to find anywhere else.
Right. And that's really how we focus and try and differentiate ourselves to really find that little next step level up. We have a little more access because we're a little bit smaller. We have a little more flexibility, so we can go a little bit deeper and have 10 different lines of patio furniture as opposed to just two or three.
Right.
And really give you a larger selection.
Right. 50 years is a huge accomplishment. Is your grandfather still with us?
He is not, unfortunately.
Yeah,
about 10 years ago.
I'm sure he would be very proud to see what's happening today. We have a really nice crowd out here that came out very early this morning. You guys are troopers. It's amazing. And you've got all these grills on display. And, you know, you're not just focused on, you know, running your business, but obviously giving back is obviously part of your thread of your business as well.
Yes, absolutely. We want to be a part of the community, and Operation Barbecue Leaf's a big show of that. But yeah, just being involved with everyone, Downers Grove, the local communities.
How come your sister didn't come up here and talk?
I don't know.
She's the brains.
Yeah.
You're the mouth.
Pretty much.
Is that what it is?
Right. We'll go with that. I might get in trouble later.
Yeah,
for that,
but I know we just met, but I figured that one out right away.
Well, there's no camera, so you can't see me.
Exactly.
So
you're the looks, right? That's what it is.
I'm not the looks.
Oh, you're not the looks.
So they can send
me
up here.
Got it. Joe Wanamaker, the owner, Steve Kress, here, head of the grill department. If you're looking to get into grilling and want to see a really nice selection, they really do have a terrific area, a bunch of accessories, and the store is really something else. I love being part of a broadcast we're doing where we're talking about a local independent business. You know, I've always, you look at the guys at Apt Appliance, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are one store.
Right.
And they're one store in a commodity business, right? You're not really in that business, but, I mean, you can buy a Maytag washer anywhere.
Right,
and they're trying to figure out a way. They've been successful doing that. You guys have a lot of competition where a lot of people in your kitchen, people that aren't even in this business, are trying. Oh, we can sell that, or we can sell that, and you know maybe they've got a bigger ad budget than you to get the name out there or whatever. But I'm going to tell you, just walking through there, and I don't know the Wanamakers that well, but I can just tell right away. You want to do business with good people that have a nice selection, and to come see stuff you're not going to see when it comes to your outdoor living and kind of enjoying your space. You need to come to Downers Grove today and beyond and check it all out. So continued success. I hope I'm here for your 100th anniversary. Is that possible?
There we go. Absolutely. We'll put it on the calendar.
I won't have any teeth. I'll just be sitting there, and they'll point to me. Remember that guy? He used to talk on the radio. He can't talk anymore. Congratulations. Come out and see us. The barbecue relief, the whole barbecue display is going to be going on until 2 o'clock, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I hear that pulled pork and egg and cheese breakfast sandwich is delicious. Haven't tried it yet, but I've heard it's delicious.
It's on its way.
Someone's getting on there.
Uh-huh, yeah. 8:45 in the morning. We're live out here at Wanamaker's in Downers Grove. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. I'm going to keep it. It's 8:49 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines right now and talk to Mike, who's in Joliet. Mike, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Morning. Hey, my question is, I've got a kind of a mildew, I don't know what the, a damp, musty basement. And one day you recommended Safeway and some other product to put down there to get rid of it.
Well, the product was Fresh Wave, and it is a natural odor neutralizing product. But that dampness that you have down there, you really do have to attack that problem as well. And so there's a couple ways to do this. Obviously, you could run a dehumidifier that can help and pull that moisture out of there. The better way to go, if it's really damp and you feel that down there, you could try an exhaust fan of some type that's set up with the humidistat that will pull the moisture out of there whenever it gets high, and that'll help control it as well. If you keep going with that kind of damp area down there, it's going to just continue to aggravate the problem, and then you're just constantly going to be using the products to mask it. I mean, the Fresh Wave actually attacks it and pulls it out of the air, but you want to make sure that you pull that moisture out, which is important. And if it's a really big problem, you may have to address it with a larger issue. The folks at PermaSeal do larger unit that you can put down in there. That's, I'm totally having a brain cramp. It's the PermaSeal dehumidification system. I've been up too long, and it's called, I'm sure they're listening going, why can't he remember that? It's called, not Dry Away.
Santa Dry.
I'm just one man, people. Sometimes you forget. You know why? I'm hungry. Oh, look what just showed up. What's that? Hash browns? What's that? My pulled pork sandwich and orange juice. Okay, hold on a second. Hold on one second. I know this is the radio, but I'm now, as part of Operation Barbecue Relief, I'm now opening up the sandwich, and I'm going to take a taste test for you people. I'm only doing this for you. Okay, Lindsay, you got to stay on the microphone, because when I take a bite, you know, I don't like eating in front of the listeners. It's like an egg. It's like a little omelet. It's on an English muffin. It's like they made an omelet. They have pulled pork and they have cheese. And now, too bad you don't eat meat.
Oh, taking a bite.
He goes in.
There you go. Sam's got it. Sam's got the play-by-play right there.
Sam?
Yes? I don't like you right now.
Think about the best thing you've ever wanted to do. What would it be right now?
A pulled pork sandwich.
All right. Sir, what's like the best thing that you could do? Like, would it be play golf? What is it you'd like to do? It's like, oh, this would be the best. What would it be? What would it be? You can't even think about it. It's better than that. Think about me. What would you do? You'd swim. This is better than swimming. What about you? Cleaning your siding of the mold and mildew. Yeah, you need to go. You don't even have the sandwich because I don't think you'd enjoy it. Oh, my gosh, it's delicious. It's the pulled pork, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwich for $6 in support of Operation Barbecue Relief. Sam, we can get you something.
No, I'll just eat your crumbs.
You have this little piece right here. You pick the cheese off the thing.
Oh,
it's
look at it.
Delicious.
I get a piece of cheese on the foil.
Very nice. Ooh. 8:53 in the morning. Let's take another call. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Lee in Wilmette. Hi, Lee. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have three different moisture issues, and then before I get off, you mentioned you're in Downers Grove. That reminded me about something coming up related to healthy and environmentally sustainable buildings that I'd like to talk about. So let me start with my garage, which is at the back of my lot, and has three different moisture issues. It's first thing I saw was that the pad, it's always wet in certain spots. Even several days after it rains sometimes, there are wet spots in the pad. And then the second moisture issue is that sometimes my yard might be a little lower than some of the other yards. And after a neighbor built a pool, we started getting more water. So in an extreme weather event a couple of times a year, we can get water in the yard that actually comes up to the garage. But okay. The interesting thing is that's not where the water came in most recently. On the opposite side of the garage, I'm now seeing some water that seems to be coming from higher up than the pad, but I see it on the east side of the garage, that there seems to be water at the bottom of, you know, above the pad and at the bottom of the wood. And I have some trees in my yard, and I'm just trying to figure out, who do I call? How do I address these issues? I don't even know what type of person to deal with this.
I'm just, so I get this right, Lee, this garage is a detached garage?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So it's out, do you have an alley or do you have a driveway?
No, what it was is there was an alley platted, and they vacated it, and then once they did that, the person that owned the house prior to me built a three-car garage back there so he could buy himself a motorcycle, and he needed a place for his motorcycle. So he built this really nice garage so he'd have a place for his motorcycle.
Okay. So this is a landscaping grading issue that you need to address. And the thing is that it's got to be a water table issue and or, you know, the fact that you tell me that sometimes that the backyard can fill up, you know, under a rain event, that needs to be addressed as well. And so a landscaper friend of mine actually does a lot of this, where they come in and they can put out exterior drains in the yard. And then even collect it, you know, kind of like what PermaSeal does in the house. They do a lot of this on the outside, and they've got a fair amount of experience. Do you have a pen or a pencil?
Yes, I do.
All right, so the landscape company is Tommy Polina Landscaping. Their number is
84-P-O-L-L-I-N-I-A.
P-O-L-L-I-N-A, Polina, Tommy Polina Landscaping, 847-698-6868. And if you call them, tell them I told you to call, and they will be able to come out and give you an estimate to do this kind of work.
That's great. So the fact that you were in Downers Grove, I work with a nonprofit group called U.S. Green Building Council Illinois Chapter, and since that's too much to say, it's USGBC Illinois. And I'm a volunteer. It's a mostly volunteer organization. And we have something called, that you may have heard of, the Green Built Home Tour, which is in its fifth year. And
I have heard of the tour, yep.
Good, good. And it's coming up in July 22nd and 23rd. And you're in Downers Grove today. There's going to be 15 homes on the tour this year, and two of them are in Downers Grove. So that's,
that's,
you know,
great.
You have time to think when you're sitting on hold, Lou. And
right.
So
why don't you?
I wasn't thinking about that when I called originally, but after you're sitting on hold for a while, things come to you.
Why don't you send Lindsay some information on that, and then we can help promote that when it comes closer to the tour. I'd be happy to do that. Thanks so much, Lee, for the phone call. Hope you have a nice weekend. It's 8:58 in the morning. I need to take another bite of my pulled pork, egg, cheese, and breakfast sandwich that's available for $6 to help Operation Barbecue Relief. It's better than anything. We'll be right back after these.
Now back to the handyman extraordinaire himself, taking your questions live till 10. Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show right here at Wanamaker's Home and Garden in Downers Grove on Chicago's very own
720.
Yeah.
Yeah.
W-G-N.
Yeah.
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 Mockingbird, don't everybody have you heard?
Welcome back. We're broadcasting live from Wanamaker's Home and Garden, their Weber Grill display in support of Operation Barbecue Relief. We just had a pulled pork, egg, cheese. Have I talked about the pulled pork, egg, and cheese sandwich? It's delicious. This hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com and by Ace Hardware. And our thanks also to Brood Awakening Cafe. They're near the Westmont Metro train station for helping us out with the coffee this morning, which is ever-flowing and delicious.
And how's the hash browns? I didn't have the hash browns yet.
They're pretty good.
They're very good. Sam says the hash browns are delicious. I get them right there mid-bite. All of the goodies are being provided this morning by all these different displays that are happening here in the parking lot of Wanamakers. The folks from Traeger Grill are here. Weber, Kamado Joe, Vision Grill, Veterans Barbecue Sauce, and Deuce's Wild Barbecue Sauce as well. And then the Amazing Smoke Tube is available if you'd like to do some smoking on your grill. We featured that this morning as our new Tulu 2. We have a question from out in the audience. Hello, ma'am. What's your name? Where are you from?
Diane from Lamont. Lou, I need help with getting a good stainless steel cleaner because every product I've used have not been helping on my appliances. Could you help me out?
There's a myriad of stainless steel cleaners you can buy. And I'm going to give you one that I think is going to change your life.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
You ready?
Yes.
It's called E-Cloth.
E-Cloth?
E-Cloth. Okay. Don't like the name. Love okay. the product.
Good. I'll try it out.
You just use water.
Just what?
And their highly refined microfiber pad.
A pad.
So they make these micro. So that's a whole. There's a whole trend now of what's called chemical free cleaning. They make with these highly refined microfiber towels and pads that they sell. They have a whole line of stuff that you can get at Ace. Okay, their glass cleaner. If you're going to clean your glass, like your windows, just with water. It's a two-part thing that you put warm water on the window, you wipe it with a polishing cloth. Your windows have never been cleaner. You do the same thing with your stainless steel. Your stainless steel has never looked better. There's not a chemical to use. When you're done, you throw them in the washing machine and you're done. You're welcome.
And the name again, please?
E-Cloth.
E-Cloth.
Like the whole thing they're trying to do is make it environmental was the E. But it makes me think like it's for my iPad.
Thank you very much, Lou.
Right. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go to the phone lines right now and talk to Danielle in Lombard. Hi, Danielle.
Well, it's Michael this time. Hi, Lou.
Oh, hi, Michael. You changed your name.
Yeah, my wife was there when Lindsay picked up.
How can I help you, Michael?
My parents just bought a house in Downers Grove, and in the basement we have asbestos tiles.
Okay. How do you know that?
Well, we had the inspector said they were asbestos and they wouldn't be dangerous unless we tried to remove them. So we talked about encapsulating them in some way. I'm wondering.
Right.
What the
stand... Wait, hold on a second. Hold on. Michael, I'm going to stop you just so everybody hears this. Nobody can look at something and tell you it's asbestos. You have to test it. Now,
you can
look at it and say, wow, that's from the 50s. There's a good chance it has asbestos. But just because it's certain style does not necessarily mean asbestos is in there. So I just say that to people because a lot of times inspectors will say, oh, yeah, that's asbestos tile. It can look like anything, but it doesn't mean it has it unless you test it. But that being said, I'm sorry?
Where do we test it?
There are testing. So you would take a little corner of it, you know, if you could take it off somewhere, a loose tile, whatever. Put it in a Ziploc bag. There are home test kits that you can put it in there and mail it off for $30 and have it tested. There are testing facilities all throughout the Chicagoland area that if you Googled asbestos testing facility, you'd find one. You take it there, you test it, they'll tell you definitively if it does or doesn't have asbestos. I'm not saying that you don't have it, but I hear a lot from people where, you know, they're doing a home inspection or whatever, and they say, yeah, that's asbestos tile. Unless you test it, you don't know.
Okay, we'll test it. And if it is, what do we do down there?
Sell the house. Oh, wait, they just bought the house. Okay, so now getting back to your encapsulation. It is industry standard, if you're not going to properly remove asbestos, to encapsulate. And encapsulation can mean putting a carpeting over the top of it or putting a laminate floor over the top of it. That asbestos tile, as it sits there undamaged, is not harmful to you, okay? If you take a corner and you eat it, that's bad. If you create a lot of dust, that's bad. But if it's just sitting there and it's in good repair, there's nothing wrong with it.
Okay, so the people that moved out and moved all their stuff out of the house that's been there for 50 years, do you think they created dust in there that we shouldn't be cleaning it and stuff?
No, I mean, I'm talking about, like, when you look at this floor, have you seen this floor?
Yeah, it's the risers on the stairs going up that are broken.
Okay, you mean the rises?
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm talking about dust like if you were sanding the floor or doing whatever. If there are loose tiles, those can be either re-glued or you can take those out. They need to be disposed of properly. And then you can put carpeting on the stairs if you want. Or you could put a vinyl tile over the top if you want. I mean, the thing is that I don't. Everybody hears asbestos and they immediately go, oh my gosh, this is a huge deal. It is a huge deal if you're working in an asbestos factory day in and day out for 30 years. The fact that we have these building materials in our homes, if they're undisturbed and in good repair, it's not a position of like immediate action that's going to be something that's wrong. If you encapsulate it and do it properly, that is an accepted process that you can do safely without any concern. You just need to get it tested first to make sure you know what you have. Appreciate the phone call. 9:16 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and get back to your phone calls right after these.
Hey, man, we've all got our problems, whether it's in the kitchen, in the yard, in the garage, in the bathroom, in the bedroom. Well, actually, let's save that for another show. Lou can help. Now back to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
We're broadcasting live from Wanamaker's Home and Garden. See their Weber Grill display and support Operation Barbecue Relief that's going on right now. It's 9:20 in the morning, and joining us up on the stage right now is Brian Pollack. He's the U.S. Territory 3 Director for Operation Barbecue Relief. That's quite a title there, Brian.
It's a lot of words to have to fit into a signature line.
Exactly. Brian, tell me a little bit about what Operation Barbecue Relief is and who it is you help.
So Operation Barbecue Relief, we are a disaster response organization. We are a charitable organization. We go out after natural disasters, and we cook barbecue for those impacted by the disaster, first responders, emergency personnel, whatever the need is in mass feeding when people lose their homes and such.
How long has this organization been around?
So we actually just turned 6 years old at the beginning of May, at the anniversary of the tornado that went through Joplin, Missouri, which is where we started.
Oh, okay, so this is not just a local organization here, or is it you're here and you go where you're needed?
So actually, OBR is a national organization. We are based out of Pleasant Hill, Missouri. Okay. And so that's actually where we started when the tornadoes went through Joplin. We've been growing, you know, over the years, you know, getting out to more and more states, more and more disasters as our organization continues to build.
So do you literally, because, you know, so much of grilling and stuff is sort of like, you know, cooking outdoors and doing outdoor kitchens. Something happens, you and your volunteers, I assume, or their staff members go to an area and just start cooking?
So it is all volunteers. That's a beautiful thing about OBR is we do not have any technically staff members in that sense. Right. There are no paid salaries to anybody in our organization. So it is all grassroots. And depending on where the disaster is in the country, we'll go out there. You know, we have people scattered about who are volunteers.
Right.
You know, we just keep collecting volunteers in our database so we always have enough people to get them out there.
Oh, so in other words, you may have people that live in Kansas City and something happens in Kansas City, and then that group of volunteers you'll kind of organize them to rally behind going to set up somewhere.
Exactly. And whether it's local volunteers, we will also send out email blasts depending on the size and the need.
Right.
And we've had volunteers travel hundreds of miles on their own dime to come help.
Is this something that obviously, since you're grassroots, you're probably relying a lot on donations from individuals, but do you also have some corporate sponsorship as well?
We do have some corporate partners that we're continuing to work with. You know, as the years go by, Blue Rhino is a huge partner of ours.
Oh, sure.
You know, and of course, we get donations from a corporate level that maybe not be an ongoing partnership, but they step up when it comes time to help other people.
That's
and
great.
They'll make donations with whether it be non-perishables, meats, anything that we can cook, you know, whatever the need is, they'll step up at that point in time.
Right. That's amazing. That really is amazing. I kind of like the idea that where you kind of build this group of people around the country, so you're like creating almost your own little barbecue army to help feed people.
It is, and, you know, and I always like to tell people, you know, when a disaster happens, a lot of people come out to help people.
Right.
You know, and everyone's, or a lot of people handing out food. Anything is good, barbecue's better.
Well, and the thing, too, what I think is unique, and it's something you just said, a disaster comes out and people want to help, but organizing that help is a problem because you get all these people there, and unless you can get them focused on one thing, something like this is a way to bring focus into, you know, some kind of tragic event.
It is, and, you know, again, when you lose your house and power's out, gas is out, you can't really take care of yourself. Maybe you're in a shelter.
Right.
You're collecting, you know, you're getting food from a lot of places. Barbecue is, it's comfort food.
Right.
It's community.
Right.
It's actually a hot meal as well.
Right.
A lot, so much out there is cold sandwiches, and people may go days without a hot meal. And everything we put out comes off our cookers. It goes out in mass pans to command centers and shelters, so those people can actually get something nourishing.
I'm looking here when it was founded back in 2011 to the Joplin, Missouri tornado area. You had a community of about 50,000 residents that were out of commission that you guys came out to participate in helping them out. That's amazing.
Right. And to think it actually started as an ad hoc thing, a couple guys who had competition teams
right.
in barbecue figured they would go back and give to their community for a few days.
Right.
Well, other teams came out to help them. A bunch of people, we all sent them some money. They just kept cooking. Next thing, it was 11 days and 120,000 meals.
Wow.
And they said, you know, there may be something to this going forward.
Right.
We can continue to help other people.
That's
as well.
Awesome. That's awesome. All right. So if people want to support this effort, A, number one, is come out to Wanamakers here in Downers Grove. There's all these grills set up. You can buy some of the items that are delicious. I had the pulled pork sandwich, which was great. And that money will go to them as well. But if people want to make a donation, is there a website, a phone number that people can go to?
There are a couple different ways that they can, of course, make donations. We are here at Wanamakers. We'll happily take your cash here on site.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Right.
And we are selling some wonderful barbecue products, so do stop by. We've got that as well. However, if you're not here or local, you can go on the internet to our website, which is operationbbqrelief.org. You can make a donation through the website. Or to me, what's even easier, everybody's got a smartphone these days.
Yep.
All you have to do is text the letters OBR for Operation Barbecue Relief. Text OBR to the number 41444. You're going to get a link that comes back to you on your phone. You click the link, you fill out your payment, you're done. And it's all tax deductible.
Love it. Brian Pollack, Territory 3 lead person over here for Operation Barbecue Relief. Thanks so much for your efforts and continued success with the organization, all right?
Thank you, Lou. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Very nice. Thank you very much. 9:26 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We have a question from a lady out in the audience. What's your name, ma'am? Where are you from?
Dolores, and I'm from Woodridge.
Thank you.
I've talked to you before.
I thought I told you never to talk to me again.
I'm sorry.
Don't you remember we talked about that?
Right.
Please don't make any eye contact with me either.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Look away. Look away!
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, of course,
I'm
I have another problem. My front door, the lock, when you first put it on, you know, you can go outside, pull the handle, and it will close. You know, you can turn the outside handle, even though it's the bottom. It's locked, but now I undo the deadbolt on the bottom lock, and I have to close it and then close the bottom lock with the key, because from the outside you can't twist the outside handle anymore. I don't know what happened to it.
Okay, we're talking about your front door.
Yes.
And you have a knob on the bottom
yes.
with a key, and then a deadbolt on the top.
Yes.
And so the issue is, when you close the door latches, correct?
Well, yes, but in order to close the door, you have to do the bottom lock. It can't be locked.
So if the door is locked, so you're running out to the grocery store. I'm just trying to think of the scenario here,
yeah.
right? And you lock and so you have like a thumb turn on the inside of the door knob.
Yes.
And if you lock that and you pull the door shut,
the little toggle bolt or whatever.
The latch
doesn't go in anymore, and you can't turn the outside handle to get it to go in. You have to unlock that little thumb lock, lock on the inside, and then...
It's Dolores, right?
Yes.
You've been drinking today, Dolores?
Not yet.
All right. All right. how old... I'm just kidding. How old are the knobs?
Probably 12 years
all right,
or so.
So that, so if that door is open right now, if the door is open and you grab the knobs on both sides and you articulate the knob back and forth, does the latch go in and out?
From the inside, but not on the outside.
Even on the outside. So if the door is open and you're turning the knob, it just doesn't activate the latch.
Correct.
Okay. So there's, depending on the age of it, there could be a pin. There's two pins typically that go in when the knobs go together. There's a pin on the back and a pin on the front that go into the latch itself.
Mm-hmm.
That can, over time, on the knob itself, it may not be able to be catching. There's like a, almost like a little gear on the inside. It could be that just the outside knob and that assembly needs to be replaced.
Oh, okay.
By the time you do that, you may be better off to just replace the knob if the deadbolt works.
Mm-hmm.
Bring the key to the... Is it a fancy knob or is it brass?
No,
what is it?
Just a regular knob.
Yeah, so you could go to the hardware store and say, I'd like a new knob, but I'd like you to key it to this key.
Oh, they will.
Yeah, so they may. You may have to leave it there with them, but at least... You could leave. You could actually, you know what you could do? You could bring him the key and say, pick out a knob and say, can I buy this knob and key it to this key? And then once they do that, if you have to come back a day later or something, mm-hmm. grab that knob. And then do you have anybody that can assemble that for you?
Well, I'd find someone, yeah.
You know that guy next to you?
No.
How about the guy over? Hey, get the guy that wants to do the siding, stainless siding.
Oh, okay.
It keeps him on the ground and he can do a knob.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, his name is Jimmy. I don't know what his name is, but anyway. But yeah, but you could do that. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And
that's
you
what
very
I would do.
Much. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Hey, I just met you. And this is crazy. But here's my number. So
text me maybe.
Time for Just Text Me on
the Mr. Fix-It Show.
That's right, 720 WGN.
Text me maybe.
Welcome back. We're live at Wanamaker's Home and Garden. See their Weber Grill display in support of Operation Barbecue Relief. And it is time for a Just Text Me. Sorry, I can't believe how fast the show goes. It's amazing. I am, when I leave here this morning, and all you people are buying all kinds of barbecue sandwiches, which is delicious, I'm going to be on graduation party lockdown because we're having a graduation party for Mallory. So I've got lots to do. Lindsay, today is not a nap day.
Bummer for you.
No nap for me.
I'm going home.
No soup for you. We do our Just Text Me segment this morning. What do you got for
us? That's right. Hey, Lou, does a lawn grub treatment harm birds?
No.
Nope. Next. Okay.
Yep.
What are the benefits of a metal roof versus shingles?
Oh, wow. Well, one would argue that a metal roof is a forever roof as far as its durability. I think it absolutely changes the look of a home in a positive if you have the right house. You know, it's one of those things that people will describe your home as, you know, that house down the corner with the metal roof, like that'll be the decider. You know what I mean? It'll be the distinguisher of your home. And I think it's a value added proposition. It is not an inexpensive roof.
No,
it's like three times the cost of a standard shingled roof, but it is something else if it's within your budget.
All right. Lou, how do I get rid of the musty, moldy odor in my kitchen drain?
I have a great video up on House Smart's TV about how to get rid of stinky drains. You need a tube brush, which you can buy at the hardware store. Take some Pine Sol, pour it down the drain. Take the tube brush in between the crisscrosses of the drain and scrub the side walls of the leader that's attached to your the drain assembly down to the trap. Scrub the sidewalls. You'll see all this gunk and nasty stuff come up, and the smell will be gone. This works in your vanity sink as well.
Amazing.
I know.
I know
it works.
I remember from an 847, I remember that I should use Wet and Forget to clean my Trex deck. Do I need to power wash it first?
Well, I mean, you can do one or the other. The whole idea with the Wet and Forget, there is no scrubbing, there is no power washing. It just takes a little time. The thing that I want people to know when you use Wet and Forget. By the way, I got an email from a guy at housesmartstv.com about You talk about this wet and forget, and I used it, and I sprayed it, and it killed some of my vegetation around the house, and you got to let people know that. And what I mentioned to the person on the email is it says specifically on the bottle to protect your plants. So if you're going to use wet and forget around garden area, make sure you hose that area down and get it nice and wet with water first, then apply the wet and forget, because you will inevitably have a little overspray. And the thing you have to know about wet and forget is it takes about 30 days for it to start working. And so if you're willing to wait, apply it, no pressure washing. If you want to clean the thing, then pressure wash it, get it nice and clean. And then when you're done, like a month later, spray with wet and forget, and then you won't have to clean it as often, and the wet and forget will do its job.
Awesome. And lastly, where is Edward? We've got a birthday in the crowd.
Where's Ed?
I believe his wife or somebody texted us and said, we're in the crowd at Wanamaker's.
Where's Edward?
Lou.
Edward, are you here?
Can you wish him a happy birthday?
Happy birthday, Edward.
They left.
They left. No. No,
happy
don't. He's
birthday.
Not. Happy birthday, Edward. Are we not going to take that gentleman's question, or you're just not giving his microphone back? Oh, you're leaving? Oh, you have ladies back there. Okay, fine.
Wait, we're going to take their question.
Three. Marlene says, I'm taking my microphone and I'm leaving.
Lots of moving parts.
Yeah,
here.
It's a lot going on around here. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We have a question from a lady in the audience. Hello, lady in the audience.
Hello.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Nancy from Naperville.
Hi, Nancy from Naperville. Double N. N squared.
I have a question about getting mold out of a hardwood floor. Apparently, we had a leak in our dishwasher in the back, and it gradually seeped its way through. So all of a sudden, we started noticing black, and it kind of spread. Do those boards have to be pulled out, or can they be cleaned?
Did the boards not cup at all? In other words, do you get any cupping on the boards, or?
Not so much, because it's more underneath
right.
the cabinets and under the dishwasher.
Right. And so the finish didn't separate at all from there at all. So the finish looks fine.
No, right.
But you're seeing black spots under the finish.
Yes.
Ugh.
It's kind of penetrated the wood.
Yeah.
It's like mold in the wood.
So before you go and replace the wood, I'm going to have you try something, but it may damage the finish. So you just have to go into that knowing that.
That's okay.
The Concrobium makes a cleaner in a spray bottle that you'll buy at the hardware store. And I want you to spray it onto the area where you see this mold. And just a nice, even little, don't go crazy, don't saturate it, but just get it damp and leave it for like a half an hour. And then take a rag and wipe it away and then spray it again and see what happens in the morning. Just call me Angel of the Morning.
Thank you.
Angel. Remember that song? You do? Okay. Try that. It should work.
That's why the Irish were crying, because you were singing.
That's right. That's right. Right. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Do we have another? Marlene, faster. Run. Go. Hi, what's your name, ma'am?
My name is Rose.
Hi, Rose. Where are you from?
From Wheaton.
Oh, thanks for coming.
I have a...
Okay, the next one. Say that again. I lost you, Rose. Hold on. Oh, we lost Rose's microphone? We did. Oh. Rose, you're talking... Tell me... Your microphone's not working. We had a little malfunction. Tell me and I can hear you. That you have a ceramic tile kitchen countertop. Is there a way to paint it? You can paint anything. It's just a question of how long do you want it to last? 4 years. The ceramic tile is just in bad shape. Doesn't look good. Yeah. How about we just regrout it instead of painting it? It's a Pepto-Bismol pink tile. Right. I can picture it. I had a bathroom that looked that way. Okay, so you can paint it. There are there's a tub and tile that you can buy that paint that Rust-Oleum makes. You want to just do white? Or do you want to tint it? Tint it. You can tint it, and it will give you a nice enamel finish. I'm not going to tell you that it's going to last forever. 4 years, you might get a little nick here and there, but then you could touch it up. Regardless, if 4 years means you're going to sell in 4 years, whoever comes in anyway is going to say, I'm going to replace this countertop. So you're not going to harm, you're not going to, you know, ruin any value issue, and you'll be able to enjoy it a little more than that Pepto-Bismol color. All right? That should work. Appreciate the question. It's 9:46 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
So long, farewell, I'll be to say adieu to you and you and you.
Time for Lou's Last Call, sponsored by Townstone Financial. Our last caller this morning is, where do we want to go? How about right here? We're going to talk to Dave in Downers Grove. Hey, Dave, you're on WGN. You're our last caller. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Thank you.
Good. How can I help you?
Well, I've got a boathouse that we replaced the roof on with precast concrete slabs, and then they poured about a 3-inch patio on top of that. And it's leaking like crazy. And so my thought was that I would either use a hydraulic cement to fill the cracks inside, but then I was concerned about expansion, or use the, I can't think of the name, lock.
Dry lock?
Dry lock.
Wait, it's a boathouse, but what's the roof?
The roof is a preformed concrete.
Right.
Kind of a tongue and groove.
Right. And then what's over the top of that? What's over the top of that?
Just a patio, a concrete slab that they
poured on top of. So there's no roofing material on it whatsoever?
No, it's all concrete.
And that concrete slab, is it exposed concrete?
It is.
Okay. How big of an area?
About a 1.5 car garage.
All right. I want you to try this. I want you to get up there, and I want you to scrub it clean using some type of citrus-based cleaner, or you could use Pine Sol for all I care, or a deck cleaner, and use a brush and scrub it clean, or use a pressure washer, get it nice and clean. Then I want you to buy a gallon of Bone Dry product, Bone Dry concrete cleaner. It's a gallon jug. You're going to put in a pump sprayer, and you're going to spray that concrete slab, and it is going to seal that concrete slab. As long as that slab is sound, it's going to seal it and should keep the water from coming in there, and it should be able to handle the expansion and contraction for you as well. Do me a favor. Hang on a second. We're going to send you out an Apt gift card, pleasing people since 1936. Visit their store in Glenview or online at abt.com. We're live out here at Wanamaker's Home and Garden Center. We've got a great Weber Grill display in support of Operation Barbecue Relief. We'll take a quick break, say our final goodbyes, and then talk to John. Don't go away. Hey, next weekend, if you're looking for something to do, in support of Lurie's Children's Hospital, Chicago, and the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, on June 17th, there's going to be the Hot Dog Days at Weiss Ace Hardware in Glenview. This is an annual event where they raise tons of money. They've got food and beverages from 10 to 3, raffle tickets you can buy, celebrity dunk tanks, people in the dunk tank. I won't be one of them, but people like the good-looking Demetrius Ivory, you know that from the Channel 9 News? He's a fine young man. He's going to be in the dunk tank. I don't know what they did to bribe him to go in there, but they've got a whole bunch of other people in there too. And they're going to have music from the Glenview Concert Brass Band. Wayne Messmer is going to sing. And they'll have some folks from the Chicago Wolves and even Cubs be there in the Glenbrook Jazz Band. It's all happening next weekend, Saturday, June 17th, my wife's birthday. So I think that's what I'll do is I'll take her to Hot Dog Days for her birthday. Right? Right? Happy birthday, honey. Can I buy you a hot dog? Never going to happen.
Put her in the dunk tank.
I'll put her in the dunk tank. That'll never happen either. Not a happen at all. Never. Okay. So a bunch of thank yous. First of all, a big round of applause and thanks to our friends at Wanamaker's for hosting us today. It was so nice. Congratulations on 50 years in business. That is an amazing accomplishment for an individual business. So congratulations to the folks from Operation Barbecue Relief. You're doing great work. Keep it up. All the grilling folks that are out here this morning setting up and grilling, I'm telling you right now, you can't smell it on the radio, but it smells fantastic here. It really does. It really is good. The folks at Brewed Awakening Cafe in Westmont for providing the coffee. Adam Phillips, our engineer, for waking up yesterday to set up this broadcast. Bob Ferguson back at the station. Jasmine Cooper, who's producing. Rick and Marlene Wells. She got all her steps in today on her Fitbit because she was running around like crazy, so she's doing fine. Kevin McDonough, who not only is a great sales account exec over WGN Radio, but he can set up a mean set of chairs for Wanamakers as well. So that's great, Kevin. Doma Tipongo back in news, and our own Sam Panionovich, who saved someone's life when that sign fell down, but nobody saw it. He moved like a cat. You got those moves from your dad, right? Your dad was like that, right?
I pulled a hamstring. Right. I'm day-to-day,
he's,
but aren't we all?
Right, right. He's already going to make a workman's comp claim, so I'll let people know. How's the insurance plan over there? We don't know, right?
Terrible.
It's terrible, right. That's great. So thank you all for coming. Thank you all for listening. I really do appreciate it. I hope you have a very safe weekend. And on two personal notes, happy anniversary to my wife yesterday. Thank you for marrying me. She says in the card she wrote to me, she said, "You make life fun and tiring," or "You make me tired," something like that. You make me happy and tired, which was pretty funny. And happy graduation to our daughter Mallory. We got a big graduation party there, so we love you all, and thank you all for coming. John Williams, I love you too.
Hey, Lou Manfredini.
Boy, I say I love you, and woke you up.
I'm here for you, my friend.
Oh, all right. How are you?
I was just taking a note because remember a week ago you sort of made fun of the billboard which says John Williams, funny, smart, kind of weird.
Right.
And you said, well, that's what I've been saying about you all along. Now it's a billboard. I'm just writing down Lou Manfredini. He'll make you tired, or he's tiring. What's the thing? Because it's not just your wife that's had this observation. We love you, but he's exhausting. Okay.
Right.
So it's
as my wife and I were having a lovely little dinner, just the two of us last night on our anniversary. I brought up a subject, and she's like, "Don't, not on our anniversary."
Did your brain start firing with some ideas?
I was going, and she said, "Stop,
Lou! No, I don't want. I just want to relax."
I know.
Nice job, Mr. Fix It. My best to you and your bride. And by the way, dinner is on for the four of us.
Oh, great! All right, I love how I get confirmation from you via the radio. That's perfect.
No, it's not you and your wife. It's some other people. I just thought I'd mention I'm having dinner with somebody else.
All right, stay tuned for John Williams. Everybody, have a good show, John.
Thank you, Lou.